When Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, had returned safely to his home in Jerusalem, Jehu, son of Hanani, the seer, went out to confront him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Because of this, the wrath of the Lord is upon you. However, some good is found in you, for you have removed the Asherah poles from the land and have set your heart on seeking God." Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and once again he went out among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim, and turned them back to the Lord, the God of their fathers. He appointed judges in the land, in each of the fortified cities of Judah. Then he said to the judges, "Consider carefully what you do, for you are not judging for man, but for the Lord who is with you when you render judgment. And now, may the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be careful what you do, for with the Lord our God, there is no injustice, or partiality, or bribery." Moreover, Jehoshaphat appointed in Jerusalem some of the Levites, priests, and heads of the Israelite families to judge on behalf of the Lord and to settle disputes, and they lived in Jerusalem. He commanded them, saying, "You must serve faithfully and wholeheartedly in the fear of the Lord. For every dispute that comes before you from your brothers who dwell in their cities, whether it regards bloodshed or some other violation of law, commandments, statutes, or ordinances, you are to warn them so that they will not incur guilt before the Lord, and wrath will not come upon you and your brothers. Do this, and you will not incur guilt." Note that Amariah, the chief priest, will be over you in all that pertains to the Lord. And Zebediah, son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, in all that pertains to the king. And the Levites will serve as officers before you. Act resolutely. May the Lord be with the upright.